Clearly, short of gagging the man, now there was a tempting thought, conversation was going to take place. Obi-Wan repressed a sigh. It wasn't the first time he'd heard such a sentiment, and it wouldn't be the last. It was only to be expected. Outsiders did not understand. "You sound as though you're regretting your defense of us against the Quarren's allegations, Senator." "Not at all," said Organa. "Only a fool or a troublemaker believes the Jedi are baby thieves." Obi-Wan considered him. But, Organa shrugged, "I have wondered from time to time about the way Jedi are raised. You must admit, Master Kenobi, it's not exactly a normal life." "That would depend on how you define normal, Senator." He shook his head. "While it's true that many children are given to the temple as infants, no child is kept with us against his or her will. The temple is not a prison. It is a home, a school, a world within a world, a safe haven for those born with peculiar sensitivity to the Force. Believe me, Senator, there is more suffering experienced by those Force sensitives denied Jedi training than any Padawan you might meet." "So there is suffering," said Organa, discarding his emptied meal pack. "You don't deny it." "Nobody's life is devoid of suffering, Senator. That's not what I mean, and you know it." Organa's gaze narrowed. "Come on, Master Jedi, don't dance with me." "If you are asking me whether it is sometimes difficult being a Jedi, the answer is yes," he replied calmly. "Is it your assertion that being a senator is a bed of haffa blossoms?" Organa snorted. "One full of thorns, maybe, but at least I'm not forbidden, what did you call it, attachment? At least I don't have to pretend I don't care about things, about people." "There are many different ways of caring, Senator. Surely you're not so arrogant as to claim your way is superior to everyone else's." "Huh," said Organa, amused and irritated in equal measure. "You know, Master Kenobi, for a Jedi, you're a pretty good debater. You should think about a career in the Senate yourself." Obi-Wan shuddered. Perish the thought. "You really don't like us, do you?" said Organa, half smiling, intrigued and a little piqued. "Politicians, I mean, as a breed. What did we ever do to you that you'd be so—" "What?" said Obi-Wan, putting aside his meal. Organa slid his hand inside his plain blue tunic and pulled out a small, innocuous-looking comlink. "Contact," he said quietly. "Excuse me." He left the cockpit, heading for the passenger compartment. Obi-Wan watched the separating curtain pull shut, shrugged, and returned to his meal. Three more mouthfuls finished it. So he collected Organa's empty container, slotted it into his own, then used the Force to crush both into a small, neat cube ready for disposal in the waste chute. Organa returned a few minutes later, slid into the pilot's seat, and began programming new coordinates into the nav comp. "Where to now?" he asked, "if you don't mind my asking." "Don't know yet," said Organa, punching the calculate key. The nav comp hummed, then flashed a green light. "Ah, at Zeri." He flicked a sideways glance, more or less, assuming nothing goes wrong. "Nearly 17 hours flight time." So, from the core world region to the edge of the inner rim. Did that mean Zagula, if indeed the planet existed, lay somewhere in the sparsely charted regions of the galaxy's outer rim? Or even beyond? It seemed a reasonable hypothesis. Surely not even the Sith could hide a whole planet if it lay close to the heart of the Republic, or close at least to any systems already familiar and regularly visited. There is no point speculating, Obi-Wan thought. I'll find out soon enough if we are destined for the Outer Rim, or farther. Something wrong? Organa said, frowning at him. Not at all. Tell me, Senator, how is it your contact knows when it's time to transmit the next coordinates? They have my private link ID, said Organa. The message I left on it saying I was taking care of some family business was our prearranged starter's flag. After that, I suppose it's a simple case of chrono-watching and mathematics. I see. And given Coruscant's recently adopted security measures, how is it you've managed to keep the communications from your contact secret? I'm assuming that all incoming transmissions are monitored as well as outgoing?